Good morning and welcome to Wake Up with Marcy and Hillary, a talk show with heart that aims to inspire, empower, and uplift your spirit.
Today we have an incredible lineup of guests who are going to ignite your passion for happiness, well-being, and spiritual exploration.
So today I want to talk about obstacles, turning obstacles into opportunities. So the first one is to reframe the situation. Instead of viewing obstacles as roadblocks, see them as opportunities for growth and learning. Shift your perspective to see challenges as stepping stones towards personal development and transformation.
And then embrace resilience. Cultivate resilience by actually developing coping mechanisms, positive thinking patterns, and a growth mindset. See actual setbacks as temporary and use them as fuel to propel your business and yourself forward towards your goal.
That's where we learn the most, right? Mm-hmm. In our failures. The third is take action. Instead of being paralyzed by obstacles, take proactive steps to address them. Break down the challenge into manageable tasks, right? Those little tasks each day. Seek support or guidance when needed. Ask for help. And stay committed to your growth journey. By taking action and facing obstacles head on, you can turn them into opportunities for personal growth and transformation.
So are you ready to get happy and learn how to do it?
Yes.
Well, our first guest is Ashish Kothari, an executive coach, author, consultant, and the founder of the Happiness Squad. With a unique blend of spiritual wisdom, positive psychology, and neuroscience, Ashish is on a mission to help individuals and organizations unleash the power of happiness and well-being to achieve their full potential. We're going to learn the art of self-discovery and transformation as Ashish shares his insights and practical tools for cultivating happiness in your life.
And next, we get educated on our energy fields, our aura, and how this impacts our lives with co-host of The Dead Files, an internationally renowned psychic and medium, Cindy Kazza, who is taking her focus to art. Cindy's aura art drawings mystify the unique energy fields around us and provide profound messages. So get ready to learn about your aura, what that means, and how it affects our lives. Cindy unveils the mysteries of aura art and explores the depths of spiritual connection through her creative expressions.
And lastly, we share amazing gifts and must-haves for you. Treat yourself to these incredible moments where you put you first.
I love it.
I do.
I love
too.
It.
It's great.
These are some great gifts, and we're so excited to bring them to you. So get ready to awaken your spirit, expand your consciousness, and embrace the beauty of self-discovery on today's episode. We now meet Ashish Kothari, author of Hardwired for Happiness and founder and CEO of Happiness Squad. Welcome to Wake Up with Marcy and Hillary.
It is such a pleasure to be with you both. Thank
Ashish,
you for having me.
I have been looking forward to this. I read your book. It is outstanding, and we are going to dive into all things Hardwired for Happiness.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, so tell us a little bit about the origin. How did it start? You're a successful consultant. You've been working with, you know, kind of the logical side of the brain.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden we're going into happiness.
Yeah. And, you know, and the title of the book is Hardwired for Happiness, right? But what I was really researching was not happiness. Mm. What I was researching was what actually keeps us stuck in fear and anxiety. So the original title of the book that I actually wrote was From Fear to Freedom, mm-hmm. A Journey from Within to Live Your Best Life. Mm-hmm. Because I was actually quite, you know, disturbed by both externally what I was seeing in the world, but also internally what I was experiencing. So what I was seeing externally was that despite being more prosperous than ever, more connected, living longer, and with unbelievable time efficiencies, we were struggling as humanity, mm-hmm. right? Mental health is on the decline. There was a lot of stress and anxiety. But we also were finding ourselves, Marcy and Hillary, at this unique time where there's a deepening crisis in almost every theater in life. Never in the history of humanity has that been the case. Mm-hmm. Ecological, economic, political, humanitarian, every space we're struggling. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why is that? That was also very personally present for me, because despite being a partner doing really well, financially, professionally, relationship-wise, while everything was great, every marker was great out there, internally, I was dealing with a big crisis of anxiety. Mm. I was waking up every morning stressed. Mm. So it really started both as a personal and external venture to discover, why is it? Mm. Why are we struggling following all these scripts that we assume as beliefs about you do all these things and you will thrive?
Yeah.
But we're not. So that's the origin, and that's the work that took me into the fields that often don't intersect, mm-hmm. which is on one side, I really dove into the field of spirituality and philosophy. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, I started looking at the science, psychology, neurosciences, evolutionary biology, adult development theory, around starting to put these pieces together around what was at the heart of this crisis and how we can actually get out of it.
So what were you finding? And being hardwired for happiness, what does that mean exactly?
Yeah. So it came, you know, all of these things actually came together for me, where the core thesis, the core belief that I actually landed on, and was also the reason why I decided to leave my 25-year consulting career, a plush seven-figure salary, mm-hmm. amazing lifestyle to dedicate my second half of my life towards this, was this insight that really, if we look at us individually, we are actually hardwired for fear, not hardwired for happiness.
What is that, like media and exterior circumstances?
All of that.
That's what's happening.
So what's happening is, if you look at our how we have evolved as human beings, mm-hmm. you know, the reason we are at the top of the food chain is not, despite not being the strongest or the largest, is because of our unbelievable brain and its ability to make predictions about the future. You know, our ancestors were really good at spotting the threat out there, the tiger, the leopard, mm-hmm. and either being able to fight it if there was enough of us so we don't starve, mm-hmm. or run away and not get eaten.
So that's the fight or flight that everyone
that's
talks
the flight,
about.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's how we are hardwired. Now, think about the world in which we're living, and this is where, you know, insights from Harvard's work around complexity come in. The world we have created is more complex than our ability to hold it. And so what happens? We try and run faster. We try and control all these things out there. And what ends up happening? We don't succeed because, you know, the wisdom of Einstein, we can't solve the world's problem from a level of consciousness that created it. We have to evolve up. And that's what's happening when we are wired, when we are constantly triggered in this amygdala hijack. Who are we solving? We're solving for the self, not the other, right? I'm solving for here and now, not the future. And I'm really focused on, you know, what I don't have, because what I don't have is what's going to get me.
Exactly. Ashish, but I know that you have the sunflower model, and I want to make sure we have time for that. 9 different principles there. Can you share with us just a few of the ones
Absolutely.
That are most impactful?
So the notion becomes, how do we then rewire away? How do we fix this instrument that's the cause of most of our issues? And that's what the 9 practices are. So it's a sunflower. At the heart of it is awareness.
Is that 9 petals?
It is 9 petals. Exactly, right?
That's really well done.
The heart of it is awareness. Because think about everything we experience out there, it starts with how you see the world in here. Mm-hmm. If we live in the mental model of, if I get this, then I'm going to be happy, mm-hmm. that's a never-ending race, right? Yeah. Because once I get there, we go for more.
Yeah.
So awareness is a really big deal around really exploring our mental models. Those that serve us, let's keep doing them. But those that are not serving us, let's consciously choose to shift them.
Let them go.
Let them go.
Right.
Right? But from that, we can activate all the other 8. So if we are tuned to what we care about, what we love, we can find purpose. We can find meaning in our life that is truly authentic. Mm-hmm. We can live lives based on what we want, not what the world expects of us. Mm-hmm. And how many of us spend trying to please the other?
What we want.
Hustling for worth out there. I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday, and I said, you know, she's in the midst. She wants to find a love out there. And I said, you know, you got to first fall in love with yourself. Do you love yourself?
Yes, it is. Amen. Mm. That's what I have learned, that it all starts with self-love. And that's where the change begins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's a big one. Gratitude is another one.
Huge.
You know, people talk about it. But my big thing is, it's not enough to know these practices.
Yeah.
It's more about doing them. Because if we do them, if we practice them, then and only then do our neural pathways fire.
Yeah.
And they wire together.
And that's the rewiring.
That
now
is
you're
the
hardwiring
rewiring
yourself to think this
exactly.
new way.
But exactly.
You have to do it daily.
Well, and he has exercises in the book
yeah.
that are simple to do that really relate to each
that's
one
it.
Of the petals.
So that's mm-hmm. what we did, right? So I looked at these and I said, look, how do we actually make people build habits around this? Because
yeah.
I'm not interested in writing. Frankly, you know, I wouldn't have even written a book on happiness if I was researching happiness. Mm-hmm. Just 10,000 books.
Mm-hmm.
It was really about this rewiring away from fear.
Yeah.
And so we designed a program that is based on habit formation.
Mm.
Because I'm like, we do 50 to 90% everyday work, just habit-based.
Can I just ask a question here real quick? How many days does it take?
So the answer...
Everyone wants that answer.
The answer is, it depends on what it is. It can be from 15 days to 90 days.
Okay, thank you.
But there's a more important question, a second question. What does it take?
Right. Those
exercises. What does it take can be as little as a minute to 5 minutes.
Okay.
That's what I love.
In a day.
The small, yes. simple steps that he teaches.
This is so amazing.
Right?
It truly, truly is. And the fact that you have so many practices and you explain everything in your book.
Thank you.
And I tell you, you have really just shared so much enlightenment today. And
yeah,
it's
incredible. It's been great having you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to mm-hmm. be with you all. We are designing these so people can form habits, right? Our goal is 1 billion people.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for having us and helping us spread the word.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you again for coming on Wake Up
thank
with Marcy.
Thank you for writing Hardwired for Happiness.
My pleasure.
Let's get hardwired.
Thank you.
That's right. After the break, we learn about our auras, what that actually means and how it affects our lives, with the co-host of The Dead Files and internationally renowned psychic and medium Cindy Kaza.
And then we share some amazing gifts and must-haves for yourself.
We're so excited today. We have the co-host of The Dead Files, an international known psychic medium, Cindy Kaza. She is turning her focus now to art. Her aura art drawings specifically help us demystify the unique energy fields around us and the messages that they provide.
I love it. Welcome, Cindy.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Ah,
we are so excited.
I know.
We're all beyond.
We love it.
We're like, it needs to be the longest segment we've ever done.
Yeah, so.
I'm in. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll have you back. That's definitely what we'll do. But let's talk about you as the co-host on Dead Files. What is it about that show that you loved, why you wanted to be a part of it, and what you learned?
Yeah, you know, I was really fortunate to be able to be a part of Dead Files. So the original host, her name is Amy Allen. She was on the show for 15 seasons and decided to pass the torch. And I was so honored to take her place. So, you know, it's a great show. I think what I love the most about Dead Files is that my co-host Steve DeShavi and I are going in and we're really helping these families kind of figure out what's going on in their homes, because a lot of people have unwanted paranormal activity in their homes and they don't know who to turn to. And then they start to feel crazy and all the things that come with that. So we get to go in and get to the bottom of what's going on. And that's super rewarding as a medium.
Absolutely.
So you've also shared that you're channeling spirits now to create fine aura art paintings mm-hmm. and these drawings. People are probably saying, what does that mean? Can you help us understand that?
I know, right? So, you know, I call it spirit art. Really, you know, I don't have any formal art training and my artistic ability came when I really started to develop my mediumship and step into my mediumship. So I draw people's spirit guides. I can channel aura drawing. So an aura is an energetic field that every person has around them. And there are different colors connected to the auric field. And as a medium and as a psychic, I can see these colors around people. And from these colors, I can tell what's happening, you know, in their lives now, in the past, sometimes in the future. And then people can see their colors. And I think it's really helpful for people to actually be able to see where energy sits in their bodies, you know, because we store emotions in our bodies and that can affect the way that we walk forward in life. So for me, it's fun. It's a visual. I can, you know, give people a visual of what their aura looks like. But I think at the end of the day, it's helpful for people to understand what's going on inside themselves.
Yeah. So let's talk about that energy and aura. I mean, are they the same thing? What are you actually seeing when you see someone's aura, and how are aura and energy connected?
Well, you know, everything is energy. So I think we'll just say everything is energy. When I see people's auras, it's not that I'm looking at them and seeing their aura like I'm looking at you, but it's more, it's in the mind's eye. So if you can think of a color in your mind, that's how I see it, but I see it around a specific area of the body. And then I'm able to map out where different colors are around different areas of the body, and where the colors are placed, that also tells a story, and which colors are next to, you know, one another also, it tells a different story. So there's a lot really that goes into reading the aura, and it's actually really fascinating, but it's not like I'm walking around with my eyes open seeing colors around people all day. It's just like, I mean, you know, so I think a lot of people wonder, you know, can a medium control their ability? People ask me all the time, can you turn it off? And the answer is this for me now. I think of it like, you know, a radio that's plugged into an outlet. There's always an underlying current going through, but now I can control how high I turn up the volume. So on a daily basis, I'm not walking around speaking to spirits all day and reading people's auras all day. But when I'm, you know, there to do that job, then I turn the volume up.
Okay, so right now I know people are thinking, how do we actually get in touch with you? How do we hear more about this? How can we get our art done around our own auras?
Yeah, sure. So you can go to my website. It's cindykayza.com. That's where I take all of my emails and things like that. I also do a lot of live events where I bring through people's loved ones who have passed away. And, you know, all my classes and television appearances are listed there too. So cindykayza.com, that's where you can find all my stuff.
All right. Well, I want a reading.
I want one too. And are you seeing that our aura right now is maybe a sky blue? Sky blue right now? A little bit around us?
I see white and blue.
Exactly. So we have very positive energy right now. No, Cindy, thank you so much for coming on the show and just so much success. And thank you for coming on.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Sharing.
Cindy.
Yes.
Aura and art. Love it.
Incredible.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Take care. Thank you so much.
When we come back, Hillary and I will share some amazing gifts and must-haves. Now we are going to share with you four amazing gifts, whether it's for someone special in your life or for yourself. And this first one is a must-have for yourself. I'm going to tell you that because I absolutely love it. It is 4Q Coffee. And this coffee is owned and operated by a New York firefighter, and it's roasted and packaged in New York. There are two flavors. First off, we have the signature roast single serving pods, which have a dark chocolate, caramel, smoky, bold, and deep flavor. Secondly, the French vanilla. This one has the smell and flavor of vanilla. It's creamy, toasted almonds, smooth, and aromatic. And each pod has 13 grams of coffee, which is 30% more than the standard 10-gram pod, which I had no idea. Yes, I love that. 4Q Coffee supports the first responder and armed forces communities through their Nominate a Hero program, which I love a brand with a purpose. So please go to 4QCoffee.com, use the discount code NYBREW to get 20% off of your order.
And next we have Bocado Flavor Co. And they have an amazing chili crisps, which are actually used like condiments. Mm. And you can stir them up, put them on top of foods to level up any dish so you can add a delicious texture or flavor or that hint of heat. Bocado Flavor Co. was created by a husband and wife team, and there are four flavors. La Madre, the mother, a blend of chilies, a pinch of star anise, and other magical spices. And then El Encantador, which is the charmer, mm-hmm. a jalapeno vibe with notes of cilantro and citrus.
That sounds good.
And La Serena, the siren, the mermaid, which is a pop of mango and some savory, delicious heat. And then last but not least, El Corazon, the heart. And this cozy crisp pairs plum brown sugar with gorgeously woody chilies. Use the promo code WAKEUP20 for 20% off your order. To order, go to bocadoflavorco.com and use the promotion code WAKEUP20 for 20% off on your order.
And our third gift item, which is amazing, is Balbini's Ultra Repairing Healing Balm, which is infused with nature's most magical ingredient, Manuka honey, which is new to me. This balm is the ultimate solution for skin issues such as dryness, eczema, chapped lips, and dermatitis, which we're all experiencing right now during this cold weather. It has New Zealand certified 850 plus MGO Manuka honey and Manuka oil, along with other soothing and regenerative ingredients. The balm is gentle enough to use all over the face, the lips, and even under the eyes, which get a few little wrinkles and
it
gets dry.
I have it on my hands right now. It's great.
I know. It feels really, really soft. So all of their ingredients are ethically sourced with the goal of becoming 100% environmentally friendly. Please go to balbini.com to order and use the promo code MARCY20 to get 20% off of your purchase.
Next are products from Lamo, the Michelle shoe and the Jules slipper. And Lamo are known for exceptional footwear since 1995. They've launched their new spring and summer collection that includes sneakers and sandals that will fit into your active lifestyle. The Jules Clog is a slipper for all occasion. It's stylish, durable, and it can easily be paired with your favorite boyfriend jeans, that cozy knit sweater. The Jules Clog is made with premium suede. It's got an easy slip-on construction. It's got this embroidered detail on the collar here, and there's premium faux fur in the lining. And the best part is that it has a memory foam footbed.
I
do too. Super
so
comfy. So it's casual, comfy, lightweight, and stylish. So look no further also than the Michelle Lamo Light.
Yeah.
You're going to be hard pressed to find a more comfortable and durable shoe thanks to their Lamo Light EVA outsole. And what's really important is it has a 30-day comfort guarantee.
How about that?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
So go to lamofootwear.com to order yours today.
So many amazing gifts.
So many.
Well, we nailed another show.
We did.
We learned about energy work and aura and hardwiring
happiness.
Ourselves for happiness.
And that we're all hardwired for the negativities
fear.
And fear
exactly.
And how we can actually change that. We have a choice.
We do have a choice, and we can actually rewire ourselves, our brains.
And you heard Ashish say, it doesn't have to be hard.
It doesn't.
It's easy. There's small, simple steps.
You said a few minutes a day.
That makes such an impact.
A few minutes a day that can actually change your life. So to find out more about today's guest, please go to wakeupwithmarcyandhillary.com. And next week we have some great
people. We do.
Great people.
We first meet Gina Martha, a grief and trauma specialist. She's a licensed psychotherapist and a mental health educator. And she's going to join us and provide valuable insights and practical tips on coping with grief and supporting ourselves through healing processes.
Yeah, that's a hard one. Next, we welcome Scott S., the founder of 4Q Coffee Company, a New York coffee brand with a unique New York attitude and a meaningful purpose.
And lastly, we have a dynamic duo of best friends who are also comedians, actors, and the creators of the podcast, Non-Drinking Buddies.
They have a really great story.
It is hysterical. Yeah. I've listened to the podcast. We're going to really love it.
Yeah, well, I got to share my story on there. So we kind of delve deep in drinking and stopping drinking and how to do it. So please remember to stay connected with us during the week. Remember to be kind to yourself and others.
And wake up to all of your possibilities. See you next time.
Bye-bye.